This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Election Commission today published the final voters list for the Bihar Assembly elections. According to the final list, 7.42 crore voters have been included in the list who will be able to exercise their franchise in the upcoming Assembly elections. The Assembly elections in the state will be conducted on the basis of this final electoral roll. After the conclusion of the Special Intensive Revision SIR campaign, the draft voters list of 7.24 crore voters were released on 1st of August. Union Minister for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh has said India's pharma exports are expected to cross $30 billion, rising from current $27 billion by this year. Speaking on the occasion of the signing of an MOU between the Department of Biotechnology and the Uttar Pradesh government, Dr. Singh said the agreement will help advance the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047 and reinforce India's position as a provider of affordable healthcare solutions.
India is already being described as the pharmacy of the world. Very fast in the last 10 years, we have succeeded in moving on. Like, for example, we started from just about $10 million US in 2014 when this government came. Today, we are $150 billion, and we hope to be 130 by 2030, and we are already crossing 100 by now. So it's been a very fast journey over the last one decade.
Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that a special team will be formed within the Indian Council of Agricultural Research ICAR to address challenges related to sugarcane cultivation in the country. The minister was virtually addressing National Consultation on Sustainable Sugarcane Economy in New Delhi today. He also highlighted that this team will formulate sugarcane policy and research directions after taking suggestions from farmers, scientists and industry stakeholders. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the research will be focused on benefiting farmers and finding practical solutions for them. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Narendra Modi government is standing shoulder to shoulder with the people of Punjab and committed to provide all possible help to flood-affected people of the state. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann met Mr. Shah in New Delhi this evening and apprised him on the extent of damages caused in the state in the aftermath of floods during the monsoon session. He also demanded additional funds for the state for disaster relief and restoration. During the meeting, the Chief Minister was apprised that in the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, the state has sufficient funds to the tune of over 12,589 crore rupees, which can be utilized for the relief and immediate restoration to the affected people as per Government of India norms. The government has extended the cut-off date to exercise choice for Unified Pension Scheme UPS by 2 months till 30th of November this year for eligible existing employees, past retirees and legally wedded spouses of the deceased past retirees. Earlier, the last day was till today. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said that various positive changes have been announced recently under UPS, including the switch option, benefits on resignation, compulsory retirement and tax exemptions. India has been re-elected to the Part 2 of the Council of International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, which is a specialized UN agency. Part 2 comprises the states of making the largest contribution to the provision of facilities for international civil air navigation. In ICC Women's ODI World Cup, chasing the DLS target of 271 runs set by India, Sri Lanka were 189 for 8 in 38.3 overs in the opening match in Guwahati a short while ago. Earlier put to bat first, India scored 269 for 8 in 47 overs. And that is the end of the news.